This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Swamp creature, Amy Berman Jackson, the Obamaoid. Hemorrhoid in black robes. Was always going to throw the book at Roger Stone because that's what she does as a political show trial commissar. A political creature of tyranny. A swamp creature. Par excellence. Well, she just came out about 30 minutes ago before they went to recess and signaled she's going to throw the book at Stone. 7, 9, or 11 years. She says witness tampering is very, very serious. Yes. What a fraud. What a joke. And the president absolutely must pardon Roger Stone. Even Judge Napolitano's come out to say this whole thing's been a fiasco against Stone. He's been totally railroaded, and the way to end it all is to pardon him. Here's the headline up on Infowars.com. Judge in Stone show trial says she's going to throw the book at him. 6 to 11 years. Watch live. Infowars' Owen Schroyer is live on the ground with exclusive coverage. We have our own video feeds, our own audio feeds. That's how we bypass the system. I know most of you know that, but everyone should via email, via text message, via word of mouth, spread that live link at newswars.com and infowars.com. Judge in Stone trial says she's going to throw the book at him 6 to 11 years. Now, he's been there all morning. He's been talking to people outside. He was on the David Knight Show in the last few hours, with David doing a great job. Owen Schroyer and crew are there at the federal courthouse, deep in the swamp, deep in Mordor. They've just gone to recess, and the word is Owen. I know you've got information for us as well. The word is Owen. Well, you've already had your mic attacked for the second time again. We'll get to that as well. That's in the news. You were just attacked again. By the man that they allow to have the giant inflatable rat right there in front of the courthouse, but Stone doesn't get his free speech. But she has signaled that she's about to come back from recess and throw the book at him. I predict she gives him 7 years. She said, oh, it could be 11, to make it sound like she's lenient and gracious for giving him 7 years, I'm predicting, in the next hour. Owen Schroyer.
Well, Alex, you know, it's incredible, too, because this is an obvious mistrial just based on the technicalities alone. The jury was obviously corrupt. The jurors committed crimes, in fact, when they lied on the jury questionnaire about running for office and about posting publicly about this case. So the jury's proven corrupt. That is beyond a doubt. The prosecutors all came from the Mueller investigation. That's a politically charged prosecution team. That should not have been allowed. It's all been allowed by the Obama-appointed judge, Amy Berman Jackson, which gets to the larger point, which I think Trump knows all of Obama's crimes with the illegal spying and such and what happened in Crimea. And so he's trying to do everything to protect his case, and he's maybe even pulling the strings on Berman Jackson. But, you know, Alex, I have to say I'm a little confused by the people out here because they claim to be out here fighting corruption. They claim to be out here standing for truth, but yet they're on the side of corruption, and they have no facts to back up what they're doing out here. What's happened to Roger Stone is the corruption. There's no doubt. Just look at what's happened. They still fall for Russian collusion, Alex. 3 years of a Mueller investigation, they anally probe Trump politically. They find nothing. Two times they tried to
impeach. And now they're saying, trying to take us off the air as a consolation prize, the New York Times, and putting Stone in jail. They call it a consolation prize. And this is their headhunting, their victory. And you've got salivating, I notice mainly white leftist women out there just rubbing their legs together. I can see it going on with just glee, like they're at a bachelorette party or something, and just giggling and cooing. This is such a big victory for them.
Well, and that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how these people feel like they're having a victory when what happened to Roger Stone will happen to them next. If Trump was really this corrupt dictator that everyone claims that he is, they'd all be in jail. We wouldn't be dealing with this Berman Jackson. We wouldn't be dealing with
Paul. Oh, yeah, they say he's attacking the press. They're the ones attacking the press. Look at that Jackson slug. America's awake, you witch. So you go ahead and fill your hand politically. America's awake, swamp dropping. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
All right, folks, here's the bad news. We've already sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle with the patented nanotech silver that's documented to knock out viruses and bacteria unlike anything else. But we do still have it in the 3-ounce and the 1-ounce for limited time. The good news is we have the Super Blue toothpaste and the Super Silver toothpaste, both that have the nano silver in them as well. The Super Blue has tea tree that's also antiviral and antibacterial and high-quality iodine. And then, of course, the whitening has the nano silver, but on top of that, it has the above sea coral calcium that remineralizes the teeth. And so it's just the best toothpaste you're going to find, period. It has the nano silver, and we still have supplies of it, though it'll sell out at current rates in about 2 weeks. But despite that, I'm keeping it at sale at 50% off so everybody can protect themselves with this high-quality product. If you've never used it before, get yours today. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We have our reporters on the ground in D.C., Owen Schroyer chief amongst them. The judge went to recess about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. She said that she signaled that witness tampering, which he didn't do, is very serious, so 6 to 11 years. She's now returned, and we have live time tweeting by reporters in the room. Jackson says it's nice that Credico has forgiven Stone and that he didn't believe that Stone would really kill him or his dog. That says more about Credico than it does Stone, the judge says. By the way, Stone was saying, I'll take that dog away from you. You're not feeding it enough. Because according to Stone, Credico was having problems, not attacking Credico. I think Credico's done the right thing coming out and saying what's happened. I'll just leave it at that. I have been talking to Credico, but that's off record. Jackson says Stone knew he could not take the Fifth before Congress without hurting the Trump campaign. So he lied and then made efforts to make sure the lies were not exposed. Jackson continues to lay out the case in which Stone lied and obstructed Congress in the process, also describes in detail the pressuring of Randy Credico to take the Fifth and stonewall Congress and the DOJ. Talking about do a Godfather maneuver. So here's footage of them walking in today. That just reminded me. Credico said he was waiting to come on until today. So I just realized during the next break, I'm going to let Owen Schroyer report here for a few minutes. I'm going to call Credico and get him on. I know he wants to come on right after. Again, Randy Credico is the talk show host that is the main guy pushing to get Assange out of jail, out of political prisonership by the system. He's been on InfoWars before, been on the War Room, and he got crosswise with Stone, bantering back and forth with Tough Guy Talk, and he now just thinks it's terrible what's happening to Stone. And the judge says she doesn't care. And so look for him to be on the show today. I expect the judge to throw Roger directly into jail today to, again, just give them the consolation prize, as the New York Times calls it, of somebody convicted for Russia meddling, even though there's no proof of the case. Bill Maher last Friday said Roger Stone was convicted of giving WikiLeaks to the Russians. What? No, there's no proof of that. Absolutely not one micron, not one atom of proof. And even that disinfo is backwards. Supposedly the Russians got it and gave it to Stone, but Bill Maher can't even get it right because he's a comedian. But that's where we're supposed to get our news today, is from the comedians on the left who get up there and say, Alex Jones admits he's a performance artist and everything he says is fake. Really, where's the video? Where's the text? Never said it. But again, that's how they deceive. It's how they lie, and everybody knows they're a pack of liars, except for the weakest-minded people. So Owen Schroyer, they're there in front of the kangaroo courthouse with the kangaroo judge, the swamp dropping, who in live time we've got her licking her chops and trying to basically just spend hours and hours demonizing him before she sentences him. Normally a judge might say 30 seconds, a minute's worth of stuff. She's just babbling on desperately to prop up the facade of the giant Russiagate that was meant to discredit the 2016 election and the great populist victory, Owen Schroyer.
Well, and just another example of what you were talking about with the fake news out there. I had a guy that was arguing that Roger Stone posted a picture of Berman Jackson with her head in the crosshairs. Now, obviously that's fake news, but that's what they do is they say stuff like that. People don't research it, and then they assume it. When he saw the picture, he realized he was wrong. But, Alex, you know, I didn't come out here to argue or debate or engage with the brainwashed masses. I really didn't. I came here to report on the Roger Stone trial. And, you know, follow this story on the ground that, you know, my former co-host, you know, I call him a friend. And I think maybe this is like a shortcoming I have, Alex. For some reason, I'm like obsessed with trying to show these people the light. I'm like obsessed with trying to get them to see the truth, to break through their brainwashing, to break through the propaganda that's corrupted their mind. And I think that's my fault. I really shouldn't care so much. I shouldn't get so mad. I shouldn't feel some weird conviction to try to prove to them how they've been deceived. And in a weird way, Trump needs to take that same mindset. You know, this thing should be shut down, Alex. This is ridiculous. This judge needs to be off the bench. All these prosecutors and jurors need to be investigated immediately. The jurors that are lawyers need to be disbarred immediately. And even Judge Napolitano said that what the foreman did was so illegal, she belongs in jail. Okay, so they can sit here and they can demonize and attack and try to put Roger Stone in jail, and they'll do all kinds of illicit and illegal activity to do it. And I guess my biggest frustration, Alex, is that the people that hate Roger Stone or whatever, they want to see him locked up, they don't understand it will happen to you next. Especially if you think Trump is this corrupt dictator like you're making him out to be, you'll be the ones that are up there next like Roger Stone. And so it's this weird, like, level of frustration that we just need to get over and just pile drive through this propaganda.
That's right, Owen. And let's remember, it was 3 months ago that Roger was last on the show, and he's not been able to speak really since then. But everybody else can attack him and demonize him. More coming in. This is from the courtroom being tweeted. I'm not here to judge Roger Stone, the person, Jackson says. That's for a higher authority. Should say that the provocateur and brawler comments came from letters sent to the judge. Jackson is shifting to Stone's character, saying he cultivated an image of a provocateur and a bare-knuckle brawler. Also cites the beautiful letter of Stone's stepdaughter, who spoke of Stone's kindness and generosity. So the judge is just knows he's under political attack for being an absolute political monster, and she's just trying to predicate the case of why she's about to give him the biggest jail sentence she can. So when Trump pardons him, everyone can make it look like it's corruption is the reason and not justice, when it's the president's power to do it. He pardoned or gave clemency, cut the sentence down, Blagojevich, and Blagojevich was out in 1 hour and back on an airplane flying home to Chicago. That's the power of the executive of we the people. We elected the president. He wields our veto power over the witch judges, over the out-of-control systems. Owen Schroyer.
Well, and I think, too, that the Blagojevich and the NYPD commissioner pardon, I think that there's something else behind that. I think that they're part of another investigation that's going on. Specifically in New York, into the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, absolutely. Blagojevich knows where the bodies are buried, and it's going to be singing like a happy little canary.
So, but anyway, Alex, I just think that it's sick that we're experiencing people that fall for all these lies and celebrate it. And then they're trying to harass me right now. Again,
hey, let's talk to him. Let's go talk to him, because I know somebody screamed at Roger that he was a traitor, that he's a Russian.
Because he was convicted by 12 people for committing the crime.
So why are you he didn't touch them. We had to cut the audio off. They assaulted him. It's all on video. And then they said that he attacked them. Look at the crazed eyes of these people. 12 people, a bunch of Democrats, a bunch of Democrat operatives. He's about to get pardoned. Look at this guy. Thinks he's so tough.
Radical leftists are out of control, bro. These radical leftists are out of control.
Oh, and what just happened to you? It looked like they came after you.
This is what the fake news has done to this country. This is what the Democrats...
Did they just grab our mic? Off the... Just lost audio. All right, let Owen know they need to reconnect. The wire got pulled out. We're going to go back to Owen in a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, they want to come over and yell stuff at us. We turn to talk to them. They lunge and say we're assaulting them. That's how all of this works. I'll be out at a Trump rally, and the Democrats will come over and will punch me in the back and then say I assaulted them, or they will pinch me, or they will try to kick my feet out, and they go, you assaulted me. Fundamentally, from the top of the Democratic Party and the Chi-Com funders down to the lowest level, they know they're liars. They know it's all about deception. And they've been trained that their enemy is the American people. They have been trained for this. So quite the circus going on. I'm going to ask Owen, as soon as he gets his equipment fixed, for them lunging at it, to go around and talk to some of these people. The problem is we'll have to have the delay beefed up in there. We can turn it up for like 15 seconds so that we can delay out all of the cuss words, because these people don't know anything but cuss words and hate. When they see an American flag, they go crazy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Fake impeachment and how it was illegal treason. Well, he's got a plan. Owen Schroyer is about to take action. Owen, what are you about to do?
All right, Alex. Well, here's the deal. I'm sick of being censored. I'm sick of these lies. And quite frankly, I'm sick of the bullying that goes on out here. So it's time for us to take a courageous stand and execute our free speech in front of this courthouse. So let's do it.
Again, Owen Schroyer, there's the inflatable rat that's allowed to be there. But then they say, Stone people have no voice. There's a whole bank of cameras there waiting for the prosecutors to come out with a one-sided story about 50 cameras. Owen Schroyer is now getting in front of them. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Owen Schroyer, and I am formerly a co-host with Roger Stone. And we have been censored all over the internet in a denial of our free speech. And Roger has been illegally gagged by a corrupt judge, a total violation of his free speech. And if people are worried about corruption and injustice in this country, it's not what's going on in the White House right now. It's what's going on in these courtrooms right now to Roger Stone. That's the corruption. An illegal jury with a foreman who lied twice on her questionnaire. This should be a mistrial based on a technicality immediately. Why isn't it? Because Roger Stone is a political prisoner of a corrupt deep state. That's the truth. And if you want to know about Russian collusion, it all came from Hillary Clinton. If you want to know about Ukrainian quid pro quo,
from
Joe Biden. And if you want to know why the WikiLeaks were effective in 2016, is because it was truthful. The reason why the WikiLeaks affected the election is because it exposed the corruption of Hillary Clinton and the Democrat Party. And that's why it influenced the election. And by the way, WikiLeaks made a statement. It didn't come from Russia. In fact, it came most likely from the DCCC. So I think it's sad. And you know what's even funnier, Alex? They're sitting here making fun of InfoWars when these people are so cowardly, they won't even stand up for free speech.
All they do is follow orders. They're the dinosaur media. They're a joke. Tell them about Roger and what Roger really stands for, and they're not going to silence the American people.
All Roger Stone stands for is America first. All Roger Stone stands for is the truth. He's sick of the bad trade deals. That's why he stood up for Donald Trump. Yeah. And
keep
these
going.
People want
right hand to the leftist on the right hand side.
If you don't see how dangerous that is, you are the problem in this country. If you celebrate this corrupt judge and this corrupt jury and the corrupt Mueller prosecuting team, you're the problem. 3 years. 3 years. 3 years of a Mueller investigation. No Russian collusion. Zero proof. No evidence. two tries to impeach Trump, acquitted on both, and you still come out here arguing cases that have been totally disproven. All the cases against Trump have been disproven, and Roger sits behind here. Hillary Clinton belongs in jail. James Comey belongs in jail. John Brennan belongs in jail.
It's the Democrats that hate America. They're the ones sold out to communist China.
Jail. Those are the corrupt officials, not Donald Trump, not Roger Stone. America's back. America's back. This is what America looks like. Get used to it.
Everybody knows it's the Democrats that are the traitors and hate America. Look at these guys that have traitor signs.
Everybody knows how corrupt the government was before Trump got in office. America's back. You better get used to it.
Keep going on.
Yeah, you want to see an innocent man go to jail. You celebrate like a Nazi. You come out here like a Nazi and celebrate an innocent man going to jail. An innocent man.
Ignore the rat people. Ignore the rat guy. Go back to the media. Go back to the corrupt corporate media. Look at those stooges waiting for their orders to crucify Stone, waiting to say that it's all certified, that Russians run everything, but none of it's working. It's all falling apart. Owen, give it to them both barrels politically. Hit them with the truth.
I hope that the media in this country stands up for the truth and doesn't go along with the lies about Donald Trump. I hope that the media in this country... Yeah, a traitor, huh? I'm standing up for America, and I'm the traitor. You're the traitor. You're the traitor, sir. Just look at everything that the Democrats stand for. Open borders. I mean, give me a break.
Look at Democrat cities.
Oh, yeah. Hey, this guy wants to make fun of me for Pizzagate. How about ABC News spiked the Epstein story to protect Hillary Clinton? How about Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself? How about Anthony Weiner? How about Laura Silsby?
How about we've been vindicated?
Why don't you cover Laura Silsby trying to cross the border of Haiti with children that were undocumented? Yeah, laugh all you want. These people laugh,
Alex. Laugh all you want. Your pedophile rings are coming out, scumbag.
Pedophile sex trafficking. Epstein kills himself, and mainstream news covers it up. They covered up Epstein for decades. Epstein was working with
ABC
the Clintons.
ABC knew it was with the Clintons running children, and you covered it up, the whole corporate media.
To protect Hillary Clinton. Amy Rohrbach admitted it. You've been exposed.
Yeah, shame on you. Tell them for me. Shame on you, MSM.
Election lost.
Shame on you, MSM, covering up the Clinton pedophile rings.
What a shame. You come out here and demonize InfoWars, but all the mainstream news covered up pedophile rings. All the mainstream news covered up Jeffrey Epstein.
Look at you.
All of you.
You're all complicit.
And make fun of me, but I'm out here standing for truth.
Tell them InfoWars.com lives.
You won't even cover child sex trafficking. You won't cover up the Epstein story. You won't cover up Wienergate. You won't cover for Hillary Clinton, who's now in Puerto Rico, robbing them blind, just like you did to Haiti. And you won't cover any of it because you're comfortable. So get out of your comfort zones or watch this country go the way of what happened to Roger Stone.
And Owen, let them know that it doesn't matter their kangaroo court convicts him. Everybody knows it's a fraud, and the president's going to pardon him.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens when Roger Stone gets his pardon. These people will all freak out. Roger Stone will get a pardon. But you know what? He shouldn't even need a pardon, Alex. This should already be a mistrial. The jury foreman lied twice.
But they admitted. But look, the left's there. The paid right-wing watch is there that says Putin's lapdog. They admit that hoax is already done. But they're still there with old orders from the system that doesn't exist. Owen Schroyer, listen, you got a lot of cameras on you. Listen to me. I'm going to go to break for 3 minutes. Owen, you just keep going because you're on a bunch of those streams right now out there. You keep going for 4 minutes, 3 minutes. We'll come back from break, and we'll go right to Owen Schroyer. But keep letting them have it, Owen. Again, folks, Owen Schroyer is in front of the D.C. federal courthouse where Judge Berman Jackson, the Obama dropping, is getting ready to crucify Roger Stone. So do you just keep going throughout the break as you're being streamed everywhere else, Owen? And we'll come back to you in a few minutes, okay? Keep going. Yeah, and we lost our audio feed to him, so just tell Owen, keep going, because everybody else is streaming him out there. Okay? Or we'll reconnect or whatever we need to. This is real TV. This is real radio. This is hardcore. This is America fighting back. This is the resistance. This is the house you built. InfoWars. Spread the live link at InfoWars.com/show.
Well, it's finally happening. The president is coming out and saying the deep state are a bunch of out-of-control criminals that need to be prosecuted. And he has fired over 200 senior bureaucrats in the State Department and the Justice Department in just the last few days. And he took the head prosecutor over Stone and offered her a job at Treasury. As soon as she quit that job, he then withdrew the nomination. And now she's out on her globalist ass. This is beautiful. It's happening, but we need to see a lot more. All the neocons need to be fired. All the Obama appointees, fired. All the deep state globalists who have resumes with George Soros, fired, 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 fired. Trump is finally unleashed. Trump is not the red wave. He is the red storm. And InfoWars is the tip of the spear, powered by we the people, never backing down, never giving in, and delivering victory in our time.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thursday, Global Edition. I am your host, Alex Jones, here in Austin, Texas. And our daring team, led by Owen Troyer, is on the ground circling the federal courthouse where they've had the sham kangaroo trial run by Democratic operatives publicly. Owen was just at one gaggle of reporters at the front, as a former co-host with Roger Stone of the War Room, and he is now marching the other side where Fox News and others have their live streams. So we now take
take you live to deep in the swamp. There with the Capitol in the background. Owen, you had another idea, another area, some more intel you've got. Tell us what you're about to do.
So we're going to the other side of the court building now, where there is a media scrum. Last we were here, I think the reason why most of the media is over on the other side is because everyone's anticipating that that's where Roger Stone will come out of the building. But there has been another media scrum out here, and so we're going to go check this one out.
Well, there's also a good chance he's just going to clap him in irons today to, again, make it look illegitimate if Trump pardons him. This is all political theater. They need something to prop up their collapsed Russiagate facade.
You know, that's actually a good point. And, you know, normally there'd be basically a grace period before they send Roger to jail. But you might be right. They may need those optics of Roger being arrested to save this fake case against him.
That's a big courthouse. You've been walking around for about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
right, you're approaching up. You just let them know. You're a co-host. You've got more to say than anybody out there. They're all sitting there waiting for the feds to come lie to them. You get in there and let them have it. Owen Troyer, live at the swamp, entering another press gaggle for radio listeners. Live feeds, band.video. Owen, you're in charge.
Trying to figure out where to go here.
Just march right in front of those cameras. And Owen Troyer here. We're just waiting to see what happens. You just go around like I do at these press conferences and just announce.
Yeah, that's a police.
Say it again. Yeah, I wouldn't go past the police line, but I'll just make your announcement there. That's a good spot.
Our co-host, we have been censored off the internet in a denial of our free speech. And Roger Stone has been denied his free speech by a corrupt judge that has gagged him in this case. Now, this is totally illegal. The judge has allowed a corrupt jury to take place in this case as well, where the foreman lied on the questionnaire twice. That is illegal. On a technicality alone, this case should already have been thrown out for a mistrial. But because this is politically motivated to get Trump, they're allowing an illegal case and an illegal jury.
Owen, breaking news. Let everybody know you're on Fox News right now. He was just given he was given 40 months.
Came from the Mueller team that were put on this prosecution team to get Roger Stone. You have a judge, clearly politicized, operating as Obama's judge to get Roger Stone. And so all of America...
Cut away for a moment. His earpiece is out. Owen doesn't know this, but he's the man in the arena. They just sentenced him to 40 months in jail. The latest is unfolding right now. Let's go ahead and actually cut to the Fox News live feed that Owen was just live on a moment ago. Let's cut to Fox News.
Talking with his attorneys today. So what was the actual reaction when we found out it was 3 years and 4 months and not anywhere near the 7 to 9 years that originally had been prosecutor's recommendation?
Well, his defense team breathed a sigh of relief. Stone did not make much emotion from what I'm reading here. And, you know, it's also customary for the defendant usually to speak before the judge just before they're sentenced. He was given that opportunity today, but he declined. He said that he had nothing further to add. Roger Stone is not someone that shies away from comments or the camera, as we know. So it remains to be seen, though, if he'll say something when he leaves here. I suspect he'll probably still be under that gag order because this is still an ongoing case. The judge still has jurisdiction.
Yeah, don't you love it? Everybody else can talk, but the innocent person now given 3+ years.
If he'll say something, but right now we know that it's 3 years and 4 months, 40.
Right.
40
well, it shows they know how weak they are. Owen's got good instincts, but his earpiece is out.
And will President Trump
get a hold of the camera guy
potentially
and tell Drew to tell him to put his earpiece back in? He can either stay there, but I have a sneaking suspicion whatever's going to happen is going to happen at actually the front. So I think it's Owen's call. He probably needs to go back to the front now.
Shouldn't we be glad that corruption was exposed? No. Instead, you fall for mainstream media propaganda and communist propaganda from the Democrat Party, putting crosshairs politically on their opposition. And that's what's happened here today. And if there's any justice left in this country, the people that will end up being indicted and arrested, Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, Peter Stroke, Lisa Page, and the list goes on.
Get Credico on right now.
In their texts, talking about getting Trump out of office as federal official. This case should have already been thrown out for a mistrial. That's what's going on in America today. That's what's going on in America today. Roger Stone is innocent, and you know it.
If you're going to hate, man, hate.
You cannot disagree with facts.
You can't disagree.
No, you cannot.
Stop disagreeing with hate.
You cannot disagree with facts.
Okay, Ellen, so you see this guy just ran on up in the middle center gaggle area. Let's not have an argument with this guy. We're going to cut away from this, try to get a hold of his camera guy because Owen's earpiece is not in. Again, Roger Stone has been given 3+ years in prison, so we're going to cut away from this now. And we're going to go ahead and get his lawyer, Tyler Nixon, on the transmission. And we're going to get our other reporters out in position in front of the courthouse as this all unfolds. So again, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we're exposing here. And we knew this was coming. We knew this was going to be unfolding. You've got all these poor leftists there that are just totally brainwashed, that are just not worth fighting with and not worth engaging in. And again, we're doing cutting-edge media here. I just want to add for viewers out there that this is all listener-supported. What we've set up here, what we're doing is something that nobody else has done, an independent people's media with actual folks on the ground at all these big events. It's you that's financed all this. So we make it easy. We have products you need at great prices that fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. So I want to thank you all for your support. You've made all this possible. You are the InfoWar. The storable food's selling even faster than it was a month ago, and all the other major competitors have basically sold out or are selling old crap. We have high-quality food at InfoWarsStore.com ready to be packaged, but it will take 10 to 14 days to get to you because they're running 24 hours a day just packaging the high-quality food from Ready Hour. And again, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we have the Immune Gargle sold out in the 16-ounce, in the 3.4, and the 1-ounce. That is going to be selling out very, very soon. That is available. It has the nano-patented silver that's documented to take out the corona family of viruses as well. Also, fish oil has vitamin D3 in it. We have one of the highest qualities you're going to find with our ultimate fish oil. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion now back in stock. The amino acids, all the vitamins, the minerals, fused together in a great tasting powder that turns into fruit punch for adults and children. That way you get way more absorption, especially older people lose absorption. That is back in stock. 1,800 plus reviews, 96% reviews, 4.8 stars, Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, and old for 12, the best B12 you're going to find. Methylcobalamin, spectrum of it, right underneath the tongue, absorb it. It's the base foundation of so much. InfoWarsStore.com. And those are both 40% off by themselves. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and of course, the Ultra 12. Get them together in the combo, 50% off, ladies and gentlemen. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But I haven't even gotten to the virus news. People dying on the cruise ships now that had it. So that shows you this. It is very lethal. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, keep spreading the word about the broadcast. That's how we circumvent the globalists. It's how we get around the censors. It's how we, the people, overpower Bloomberg and all the big money that wants to silence the people. It's when you spread the word about band.video and InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Broadcasting worldwide from the studios in Austin. Owen Schroyer is about to go in front of the press conference again in a moment. I just talked to Randy Credico, close to getting him on in about an hour and a half. We have Roger Stone's lawyer joining us coming up next hour. He has been convicted 40 months, 3-plus years. Owen Schroyer, take over. You're live in front of the courthouse with the big press conferences. You are in command now, Admiral.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Political prisoner Roger Stone, an innocent man, has just been sentenced. I'm Roger Stone's former co-host Owen Schroyer, and while he's been illegally silenced and gagged by a corrupt judge, I have not. So I still have my free speech, and I'm not going to be intimidated out of using it. What's happened to Roger Stone is criminal. Roger Stone is an innocent man. You may not like Roger Stone, you may not like Donald Trump, but this was an FBI entrapment. This was a setup, and this has all the technicalities of a mistrial based on a foreman of the jury lying twice on a questionnaire. That is illegal criminal behavior. That is someone who belongs in jail. You have a team of prosecutors clearly politicized coming from the Mueller team who all quit. That is clearly politicized, and clearly a judge who's politicized inserting her own opinions into this case to demonize Roger Stone. All of this stuff is unprecedented. And if you really think that President Trump is a corrupt dictator, then guess what? What happened to Roger Stone is going to happen to anyone who dissents from Donald Trump. But of course, that's fake news too. Just like Russian collusion, which was the beginning of this attack on Roger Stone. What was Russian collusion? Russia helped release WikiLeaks. Russia helped. You can leave, because this is the truth. This is a threat to America. This is a threat to America.
Yeah, don't respond to the mental patients. Just put your information out.
Russian collusion. Listen to the cult. Listen
don't
to the
respond
cult.
To the cult. Overdrive them with the truth. Expose that Democrats hate America.
The cult. Listen to the cult. Hey, just remember all the mainstream news covered for Jeffrey Epstein. Just remember. They
yeah,
all
ignore them and put your message out, Owen.
They all covered for Epstein. What was the origination of Russian collusion? WikiLeaks emails. Exposing Hillary Clinton as corrupt. Exposing the Democrats as corrupt. You guys are in a cult. You guys are in a cult. Do you see that? Look at your cult behavior.
Look at these pathetic Democrats that have come out here for their consolation prize, a kangaroo trial that totally exposes them. Owen, they're destroying themselves. Everyone knows they hate America. Talk about being his co-host. The cameras are on you. Tell him how he's been gagged, but you haven't. Talk about that corrupt judge, Owen. Owen's got his earpiece back in. Owen, we're live on here, doing a great job. Just ignore the cult members and just put out your message for all the cameras that are there. Talk about being his co-host, what it's like, how this, just whatever you want to say, but you're there. I wouldn't respond to the mental patients. And it looks like they escaped from a mental institution. They're all weird old white people that look like they escaped from a mental institution and like they've all been locked in a cellar with methamphetamine for 40 years.
Yes, Alex, clearly exhibiting cult behavior out here. I've never seen a better exhibition of cult behavior just chanting lies at me. See, that's all they can do is chant lies.
So what?
What have I've said nothing that's a lie.
If they get you to respond to them, the cameras are all on you. Tell folks what happened to Roger.
What have I said that's a lie? What have I said that's a lie? Anybody?
He gets baited, and I'm not mad at Owen. This is real TV and radio. He wants to try to humanize them and talk to them. They don't talk to you. So you're in front of all the news cameras. Speak for Roger. He's been silenced. He's your co-host. Tell the people there. It's like I'm a ghost trying to talk to the living. It's supposed to be like. I'm like a ghost trying to influence someone. Like, you know, your child is using fentanyl. I'm a ghost. I saw it. Go take it away. It's under their bed, and they don't hear me. Owen, speak to the news cameras about what happened to Roger. Ignore the crypt keepers. Doesn't even have his earpiece. So we're going to have to cut away from this. But it's okay. This is how it always works. You never engage the crypt keepers. So that's that. No more coverage from Owen Schroyer. Got down by the crypt keepers. So they say something to him. He's got to respond to them. And then that's the end of it. So do your own live feeds, Owen. You're doing a great job. But you're out there in front of all the news cameras responding to crypt keepers. And when you go over and try to talk to them, they go, F you, we're not talking to you. You know the response. So I don't know why we're even there. You're in front of all the cameras. Talk about Roger, your co-host. Silence. Talk about the case. They want to silence you. They've got Bloomberg, Soros talking points. They're running against you, and you're responding to it. You ignore them.
That's it. They censor me on the Internet. They gag Roger Stone. And now they try to censor me in real time by shouting down at me. But then when I actually ask them what I'm lying about, they can't answer the question. Now, again, Roger Stone is innocent. He was set up by the FBI. It's a corrupt judge that's now throwing him in jail. Roger Stone will be pardoned. Roger Stone will be pardoned. Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
Oh, yeah, they hate that.
Oh, we don't get free speech. Yeah, we don't get free speech. We don't get to stand up for Roger Stone, an innocent man.
And now the leftists are trying to block people seeing Owen. This is what they do. So just keep getting your speech out.
pardon Roger Stone.
That's good.
Yes, that's right. You have a corrupt jury, a corrupt judge, and a corrupt prosecution. All the technicalities for a mistrial. All the technicalities for a mistrial. And then in an unprecedented fashion, Judge Jackson decides she's going to issue a sentencing and then review the mistrial case. No, I'm not going to go home. Why don't you go home?
See, he's going to talk to them. Go talk to the guys with the Roger Stone banner.
They covered up Epstein? Do you work for ABC News that covered up Epstein sex trafficking? You know what's funny? Yeah, laugh at that. Laugh at sex trafficking. You know what's funny?
Tell me to talk to the Roger Stone folks on the banner.
The closing arguments are being made in the Harvey Weinstein story.
Zombies can't talk. We're trying to interview them.
Because it has no political leverage anymore. You never cared about victims of sex abuse. You never cared about the victims of Harvey Weinstein. All you cared about was your hatred for Trump.
Good.
And that's why none of you are covering the Weinstein story now. That's why none of you are covering the Weinstein story now. Because it lost all its political leverage. When you thought you could demonize Trump with Epstein or with Weinstein, you covered it all day. When it didn't work, you don't cover it. So now you come out here.
This is great live coverage. Roger Stone given 3.5 years by the Kangaroo Court.
For what? You realize that Roger Stone has just been issued a jail sentence that is close to how much a rapist gets or an armed robber? For what? Yeah, you celebrate that. That's how sick you are. That's how sick you are. So we've got a corrupt judge, a corrupt jury, and a corrupt prosecution that's now put an innocent man, Roger Stone, in jail. The people who belong in jail are the people that started all this nonsense at Trump, and it starts with Barack Obama. Barack Obama illegally spied. Barack Obama illegally spied on Donald Trump. And James Comey, John Clapper, and James Brennan all went along with it. They all went along with the illegal spying. You guys are celebrating illegality because it goes along.
All right, Owen Schroyer's doing a fabulous job, and I've got the weird thing of sitting here in studio only talking to him through his earpiece that he takes out so he can focus. I understand that. I'm going to talk to him during the break. Owen, I hope that you'll talk some to the folks that came with the Roger Stone banner. I recognize some of those folks. They're eloquent people. Want to get their takes. I wouldn't even try with the zombies. And then we've got his lawyer joining us. So just stay there. Live feeds. We'll be cutting back to you as soon as the prosecutors or whoever come out and try to crow and brag about what they've done. But Berman did back off the longer sentence knowing this is blown up in her face. She looks like the witch she is. Nobody's buying into it. Here, who's this fellow right here with the Roger Stone giant banner? Pardon Roger Stone. Let's talk to him.
Enrique Tarrio here just brought out the sign. What's up?
What's up, guys? What's up, InfoWars? We're here showing support for our friend Roger Stone. Judge went ahead and gave him 40 months, something that, you know, a pedophile would get, like, what, probation?
Unless you're, like, Epstein or something.
Unless you're Epstein or something like that, where there's a whole cover-up. But we're seeing an innocent man walk out with 40 months. The judge is playing this game where she said, oh, well, we might do the motion for retrial. We know exactly what's going to happen. What we need is exactly what this sign says right here. We need a pardon from the president. This is injustice. This was brought up on a sham trial. We know that people like myself that have been debanked, taken off of social media, depersoned, we know that we're victims because we support the president. Right? And this, what they're doing to Roger Stone is the next level. It's not debanking. It's not taking away from social media. It's incarcerating. Right? And it's a court order silencing of him so he won't be able to defend himself. So this entire mob that's right here can say whatever they want about him. Right? But he has to shut up.
Listen how eloquent a patriot is, and the libtards can't even talk. Oh, we're going to break for 2 minutes. I want to come back and talk to you and Henrique and others. Roger Stone convicted 3.5 years by a kangaroo court, but she had to back off. As I said earlier, she said, oh, maybe 11. She did that to make this sound.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.